Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Jen, and it's great to be here with you yet again every week. And, you know, we've had some interesting things coming up lately, and we're all feeling the crazy stuff, I know. But this show is going to decipher and help you with the energy behind it. We're going to be talking about energy detoxing for mind, body, and soul. It was interesting. I mean, I've listened to that intro to my show now for a few years, and whether that situation or that block, that where you feel stuck out suddenly, emotional, spiritual, physical, it really stuck out suddenly this morning. And it was really loud because this show is about the energy that's going to affect all of that. Yep. We're getting the package today. Oh yes. And it's intriguing to me because, this is a one day at a time, almost 1 hour at a time, June, last week we did the intuitive readings and we did the angel messages for the month of June. And it had a lot of positive to it, but some people are going to feel that in a challenging way. So some of that will be explained today as well. Because the bottom line, if there's a resistance to the change, it's going to make it a little bit more bumpy. And we've been hearing this for a while. We've been hearing it for probably several years now about, oh, this, oh, that, we're raising our frequencies, all this, all that. I want to try to put it in a nutshell the best I can. This, I mean, you can go out there and read forever. You can just keep digging in, and it gets so intricate that it can be overwhelming. I don't want it to be like that for a show like this, because if you're brand new to this, you're just going to feel buried in that. And I don't want you to feel like that. I want you to know that everybody out there will experience in their own way something that shifting, changing, releasing. Nobody is going to have the textbook answer for this for every individual. This is a time where we really are going inward. And you can do some homework, see what's working for somebody else. And I share everything that I've experienced, but that doesn't mean it's going to work for everybody. What I want to share with you is that take it as an example and see where it might need to be tweaked for you personally, because everybody's on a different journey. That's a big deal. Everybody is on a bit different journey. So, you know, we have a lot going on with the energy. And when I call it the detoxing, we're in a big phase right now for detoxing just about everything. Our diet, we're seeing that. We're seeing the physical and the people in a big revolution out there wanting change for the better. They want to feed their families healthy food. They want, you know, they want to reduce the poisons or the toxins and all of that. I mean, everybody is pretty much at that place, and that's the physical body. We want change. We want improvements. We want to be better. As you do that, what is interesting, and now people that have been doing that for a while, they're going to understand this, you know, but if you're just coming onto this, it doesn't mean you're too late. I want you to know that there's no too late for anything, because you have a free will and you can do this in your timing. However, the more of us that, you know, are moving into that, each time one person is growing and healing and raising their frequency, it helps everybody else around them. And some people are struggling with, why do I have to do it all? Why aren't they doing their part? That is a struggle with the ego arguing with that, honestly. And every one of us, including me, we've all felt that. You can't say you haven't. I mean, for somebody to go right through there, they were coming in already very advanced to not even experience that. They were already past that lesson. But we all go through the steps, whether it's this lifetime or another lifetime or down the road, or you haven't gotten there yet. Everybody is going to go through what they need to go through here. And you're going to have your challenges and they're going to be unique. It doesn't mean you're out there all by yourself, because in that, now we have to wrap our brain around the fact that, okay, it's my unique journey and I've got to work internally. Yep, this is very much a time where you go inside, you go within to find the answers. At the same time, we're wrapping our brain around the fact that we're all connected to each other. You see, we're reflecting off of each other. But that is why we need to go internally. Because if we go inside, if we go inside to those places that we've been avoiding, now we are helping all the world because of the connection. Because the energy is being transferred, shared, absorbed, bouncing off, you name it. We are all going to feel that. So, I mean, you know you're feeling someone, if you have someone close to you that might be going through something, you're feeling that a little bit. You know, it's stressful to be around somebody that's, you know, kind of, you know, working through something tough. At the same time, you want to help them so much. And honestly, to help them is to allow them their process, but also work on you. Don't forget about you. You have to work on what you came here to do. And all of the energy for today is really taking us to that place. Now, we do have the lines open for calls, because this is a big topic about energy, detoxing, what we're feeling out there. I mean, what's happening? Why do I feel disoriented sometimes? Why do I feel like I can't focus? Why do I feel like what I used to do for my diet doesn't work anymore? All these things are happening. And we're all feeling that. Now, I've been really going through it too, because I've been feeling a huge shift in more awareness. Now, I've been on a health kick for years. I mean, I've just been minded that way for a very long time, and it has gone through its stages. But now everything, you know, and here I considered myself to be very, you know, healthy on things. I'm still learning. But as you get older and as you ascend into a different frequency and as you grow in your soul, it requires something different, and maybe to stop taking something else. Your cells, your physical cells are changing every time you heal something energetically with your emotions, your thoughts, your beliefs. Now your body responds to that. So it's very interesting, because we see all of the movement out there, the revolution of our food and our healthy drinking water. And now we go into this place where we are now reevaluating everything we believed in or trusted. Yeah, I know you guys are feeling that out there. I know you are, because I am. Don't see that as we did everything wrong. See it as a signal for change. It's just time to change it. The world is evolving into a different place. It's time to change it up so, you know, it's more aligned for a healthy lifestyle. Now, we do have the call lines open if you want to call in. I see we have a caller that I will bring on when we come back from break, so hang on there. The number, if you want to call in, is 1-800-919-3776. 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. If you want to call in for intuitive energy readings, I'm doing the energy readings for your energy field with the angels and some guidance. So if you're going through some kind of strange, I'm trying to figure this out, that's what we're doing this week. That's what we're doing on this show. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to keep powering on. We're talking about the importance of energy detoxing for healing your mind, body, and soul. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Of traditional talk, people pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit Connie Fife Speaks.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We are back. My goodness, Brian, you just took me on a major flashback memory. Believe it or not, guys, I used to play keyboards in a garage band, I mean, with actual instruments, and we played back when I was in high school, and that was one of my things I did on the piano.
That is so cool, my friend, I tell you.
I was like immediately back on the Fender Rhodes when you did that.
Thank you.
Anyway, we are back. If you are just tuning in, I am Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're talking about the importance of energy detoxing and healing for the mind, body, and soul. And we have a caller. So who we got there, Brian? We got Beth from Ohio. Bring Beth
on. That is correct.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, Dr. Jen. How are you?
I'm great. Welcome to the show. What's going on with you, Beth from Ohio?
Well, I've been having a lot of bad energy, and I wanted to know if the angels had anything to let me know regarding my relationship with my husband and impending divorce. Like, is everything going to work out okay?
Yeah. Oh, okay. There's a lot of detoxing going on for relationships there. I could really feel that, and I understand what you're saying. That's a tough one. Now, there's a couple of answers to that. Because this is big, so bear with me, Beth, okay? I'm asking Raphael and Michael about this because, first of all, Archangel Michael is definitely the one to help clear some bad energy out. Right now, you're in that retrograde, which makes communication challenging. It'll be over with June 11th. This is a month, and when May came in, it was a month of relationships. So here we are. You're in the month of working on the relationships, the balance, the communication, which has got to be feeling frustrating right now. And I feel a battle of the wills going on. Like, you just can't see his point of view, or he can't see yours. Is that making sense to you?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's obvious. That's kind of a given when you're at this point. And I've gone through the tough separations of a relationship like that before, too. So I understand where it can feel so intense. This one, when we go internally to detox this energy, Michael can help you. And you're going to feel like you're asking him every 5 minutes for a bit. That doesn't mean it's not working. It just means you're kind of swimming in a thick pool of it right now. And then the intensities and the frustrations of one another. There's a lot of trying to be right or wrong between the relationship. And sometimes we have to pull back and find a way to see another point of view and actually try to hear it to start the communications to balance and heal. It's not very easy. I know that it's not very easy when it gets to this point. Raphael, I'm asking Raphael to come in and to heal this. And the way I'm asking him is the way that I believe is the best way. Because if we want the relationship to stay together and it's still all over the place with the energy, are we trying to hold on to something that needs to change or let go of completely? That's a tough answer to say. I'm asking him to bring the energy in for you because if it's healing and balancing and we actually get to a point where we can listen to each other, you'll also know clearly whether you want to stay in it or not. And so will your husband, because that's a choice. That's a very free will choice. So I'm asking them specifically, what can she do right now to help this? And it would be obviously to clear a lot of the toxicity. Now, your home, are you still in the same house?
Yes.
Okay. If you're still in the same house, that toxicity is going to be absorbed by the house. Okay. Do you know how to clear the energy of your home?
I mean, I know how to, I smudge.
Yeah, I would be doing that. I would be lighting more candles. I would be, cleanliness. I mean, it's a cleaning, it's a clearing, because it kind of stays in the air, so to speak. It absorbs into your environment. That will help too, a lot. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Yeah. Now, if it's cluttery and feeling chaotic in certain areas of the home, it would help to organize that. And that's coming from Michael. Michael is very structured sometimes like that, and he can actually work with you and help you with the logic side of it as well. Like, okay, organize this room. Okay, clean out that closet. Okay, And when we do that physically, it helps us on the inside spiritually. But to just calm some of that intensity down for you, I definitely, if you can work with your salt baths, to just pull some of the intense energy off of you. We can't ask your husband to do that unless he wants to, because we have to allow him to work in his journey the way he wants to. That's the toughest part about a relationship issue. But sometimes they are meant to go through the challenge so it can be healed and it can feel, believe it or not, it can actually be the best thing for both of you, whether it stays together or not. Now, I'm not getting a clear answer on that. I'm getting that to detox and clear the air to actually see what each of you want is the way to go right now, because it's so chaotic right now. And you'd really, it can be deceiving when you're in a Mercury retrograde, because what appears to be right now may not be in another 2 weeks. It may look completely different. So you want to hold off making real final choices until after that. So does that make sense to you? Is that helping?
That does help. Would you be able to tell me whether I should bring someone in that can clear my house? Or because there's been a lot of, anger issues in the home for several years.
Yeah, I can just feel frustration. Like if I had a headache right now with frustration, my head would blow up. It feels like just feeling right. What you've been going through, and it's been building for a while. You can do that, but you don't have to. If you have intention and you bring Michael in, he can clear that. I mean, I do them all the time for people. I mean, I've been asked to do it for businesses, and I can even do it remotely. You can do distant healing that way as well. But you are visualizing your home in peacefulness without it there. And if you need help doing that, you want a support team so you can get started, and then you can take back over and start working with it yourself. So somebody that does energy healing like I do, you can do that with someone else if you need to get started and you just feel worn out. But taking care of your own energy field, taking care of the home, taking care of the vehicles, the property line, all the way to the property line, and then shielding up that entire property so it is protected from intrusive negative energies. So when that happens, I've seen where it actually, all of a sudden, your friends may change, okay? You might be surprised. Mm-hmm. It may change a lot of things you weren't expecting, because sometimes the situation or the problem is in a place we're not seeing clearly. So it's being open and allowing what needs to go away, fall away, and what needs to stay. And then allowing the peacefulness to just take hold. And if you need support, then absolutely get support. You can get it remotely, or you can get somebody in the area to go right there with you. And you can do it yourself. You can. But it, you know, if you're feeling like you need that support, then do that. But I would say clear everything. That makes a huge difference. When I've gone through chaos, I'm telling you everything that I've done, that whenever there's some major thing going on, as soon as that happens, or I'm challenged with a relationship that I have with my family or my sons or my husband, that's the first thing I do is, okay, and we both do it now. Because it took a few times for him to start to see it. He's more of the analytical guy. But he said, you know what? We got to clear this place. So we would just hold off, and now we clear everything. And then we come back and we can actually see different perspectives of the other's viewpoint. And then now it's moving forward, and it's growing our capacity on a soul level to allow people to be different from us. And also when we grow in a journey, and I am sharing with you in a long one here, Beth, because it's good for everybody to hear. We have two different places we're in as individuals in a relationship. And then it's allowing everybody to kind of grow in different ways. And sometimes we try to hold it, and we get a little insecure if somebody's changing a lot in the relationship and we don't feel like they're as close to us. They may be going in a different direction on a path that they're working on a soul level, but we have to work on ours. And when we do that, it usually reconnects right back up. I've gone through that several times. And when it first happened, it's pretty scary. And then once I realized, oh, this is just that balancing out again, it gets easier. So there's a little bit of work there to do, but you guys can do it. And if you've called in for that information, obviously you are ready to hear it. But I have to go to break, Beth. You still with me there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So I know. You might want to get the recording. I said a lot. All right. We have to go to break, and thank you for calling. And I'm sending you a big burst of, I call them booms of light to just kind of help scatter that energy and put strength in it. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on here. How to detox the energy and the importance of that for healing the mind, body, and soul. We'll be right back after the break.
I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
In retirement, will you outlive your money? It's a common question for people approaching retirement, but it doesn't need to weigh on you. Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, Financial Advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're talking about the importance of energy detoxing for healing mind, body, and soul. And I want to say thank you and sending a lot of love to Beth that was the caller in the first section, because that's a tough one she was asking. And I know it would be like, can you just tell me if it's going to work out? But when I ask the angels, honestly, they don't like to interfere with free will. They like to tell us what we can do right now for the best outcome. So I wanted to clarify that. That's a tough one, because you may find later that, yeah, I think I do want this to fall away. Or, hey, we found a way to make this stronger and better. So right now it's at the cusp. Is honestly, and I wanted to finish that because it was a big question. It was a big answer that was coming through with a lot of things to help them out there. So I'm sending them a lot of love and healing to help them clear that energy out. Now, for balancing, for when you are detoxing energy, she had a good example of that when she called in, because you're feeling all of this chaos, you're feeling things. You may be feeling it physically. Have you been feeling a change physically, or old problems trying to creep back up and intensify? Those are energetic messages right there. Now, when you are looking at it from the metaphysical perspective, we look at the different areas of the body along with the chakras, to give us a clue as to what's going on. I mean, if it's anger, or if it's resentment, or if you're afraid to move forward, you're probably going to have going to feel like you're losing flexibility in the hips there, you know, things like that, or your feet or legs, because they take you into your life direction, and on and on and on. You could have all these interesting things flare up. Joints move and change direction. So we're going through lots of changes right now, right? And so you may feel that a little bit. Inflammation may come in at different points. So it's a beautiful thing to see that on a physical level, there's a large population that is changing over to organic and eating healthier, really being more conscious of, you know, our health on a physical level. However, it's not the only part of it. The energy, the belief, the stress, the emotions that you hold that need to just pass through, that affects that too. Frequency is, let me put it this way, it's phrased in different ways, but frequency is like, it's a wave. Some are higher, some are lower. The positive feelings and emotions and things that are, you know, positive, like love and happiness and joy, that is a very high frequency and very, very healing on all areas. We have to just choose it and claim it. You may not feel that around you. I would suggest as well, if you're in a situation that's very tough, heartbreaking, painful, look at that challenge as it's trying to open up your heart. And it's tough. I don't want to say that, oh, these things, you need pounding. I'm not saying that. But when you're going through a heartbreaking experience or challenge, whether it's relationship or sudden loss or death or whatever it might be, I mean, it's opening your heart to feel. And when we first open our heart up to feel after having it closed off for so long, And maybe you numbed it out so you wouldn't feel, and you're just going through the motions of life, but you're not really experiencing everything that way. In order to feel the joy, your heart has to be open and the happiness. But when we first, when it first cracks open, so to speak, and that light is starting to come in, it is shining light on all of that stuff that was hidden there that needs to be exposed, that needs to come up and out so it can be healed. Now, that is an explanation of when you go through something tough, that's what's happening most of the time. I mean, honestly, that's in general a good explanation of that, because it's, you know, it's cracked over. You're shocked. It broke your heart. You got all these emotions flying everywhere. And usually the first thing that's going to come out is the toxic stuff. It's going to be the anger, the frustration. As that light penetrates in deeper, it starts to heal this, but it can feel like that at the beginning. I want to explain, why is it hurting so much? I wanted to explain that to you because that's important. It's confusing when you don't understand that. The month of June energy is a month for balancing out everything. It is, it's a balancing inside and out. It's, if you have so much going on in your life that you don't have time to be healthy or have a healthy diet or maybe take a walk to relax and release stress. If you have no time in your schedule, it's probably time to clean out the closet a little bit and see what we can remove so you have some time to do the important things. Because you came here to work on your journey, not somebody else's. And together, when we work on our own journey, we work on our own healing, and we raise our frequency every time we are detoxing and we're allowing that light to come in, crack it open, and then you see the stuff coming up that, oh, you know, duh. And, you know, sometimes it's accepting a side of us that we don't like. We don't like that side of us. We don't even want to acknowledge that side of us. We have to accept that side of us that may have a negative emotion. Because once we do that, now we're shining light on that negative emotion and it can be healed. And people don't realize that. So it's why I'm sharing this. This is a lot of information. It's kind of deep, but it's a very important time for it. When we raise our frequency, we are now moving into a place where we can allow more comprehension, more light, more awareness. And every time that happens and we release a little bit of the old, as soon as you do that, more light's going to come in, more good stuff's going to come in. It's called different things out there if you're reading or you're all about this topic. But for those that aren't familiar, I try to keep this pretty simple in the terms, because when you start saying all those words they have out there, it's like, what are you talking about? It's sometimes called a light code. It's sometimes called the light. Just the light is, you know, the energy of the divine and coming in to heal. Energy healers we're using and tapping into that light and allowing it to move through us to another. We're not doing it. We're just allowing this. It's unlimited there. But in order to heal something that's dark or negative, we have to let the light crack through and get in there. And that's probably the initial phase of your awakening. It's going to probably most of the time. I mean, it happened with me too. If you're in a very toxic lifestyle, and you feel like it's just anger and jealousy or whatever might be going on there, or, you know, you don't feel very healthy physically, it could be a lot of different things there. Usually there's some catalyst. If you're not getting it, or it's really time for you to move forward in your journey, your soul is going to nudge you. There's going to be a catalyst. You're going to all of a sudden feel like you're the one that needs to stop something, end it, leave it, change it, replace it, whatever, or the other will, you know, if it's a relationship matter. So if you're on the receiving end of that, look for, what do I need to heal within myself right now? that's causing this catalyst, this huge thing to happen. And there is no fault as much as it is really taking the time to look at what you're reflecting back out there. Look in the mirror and ask yourself, what are you trying to tell me? And talk to your higher self, talk to your soul. What are you trying to tell me? What is it that I'm not understanding? You can ask your angels before you go to sleep to come to dreams, jot down the dreams so you can understand what's going on. If you're going through something big, I recommend doing something to clear energy on a daily basis. And then you can spread it out to like a couple of times a week and then, you know, maybe once a month, but do it like a house cleaning. Think about that energy field. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up about energy detoxing because I really want to help you soar and balance this out. We have so much opportunity with the energy in June for a better life. So that's what we're talking about, detoxing that energy. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
We've already said
would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
What is your why? Is coach training right for you? Maybe you're changing careers. Maybe coaching can help you revitalize an existing career. Mark Rayner and the Rayner Institute can help you manifest your goals. Classes start April 27th and 28th. To learn more, visit RaynerInstitute.com to enroll today. That's RAYNERInstitute.com.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Ooh.
Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdenard work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling@smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
Ah, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we are talking about the importance of energy detoxing for healing the mind, body, and soul. We're in a big month, and I want to make sure that I kind of wrap this up to give you some notes here and just some perspective, because you're going to be working individually on where you are and what you're going through. Now, this light that I talk about, the light coding, the frequencies, they keep rising. That's what's taking us into the new higher dimension. We talk about here with this fifth dimension and all that. Well, it is. It is. A lot of people are already in it. I feel there's days when I was first feeling this higher frequency of living that I was like, am I still here? You know, I mean, I actually felt like that at first, and it was a little bit back, and, you know, it was kind of alarming at first. And then I went, well, no, wait, don't let fear come back into this. Releasing a lot of fear of change is a real big one here. Fear will just keep you stuck. If you take action and you work to not resist, but learn about what's trying to bring itself up, look at it that way. Say, okay, knowledge is power. So if this light keeps coming in, and it's going to keep coming in, it's going to keep finding a way. It's like water trying to go around the rock. It will find a way to get through, and it intensifies. It will, and it's intensifying in a positive way to shine more light on an area that's hidden. Look at it that way. It's wanting to expose. You're seeing a lot of that with the whistleblowing out there, you know, in the news. But the light is going to shine brighter, brighter, brighter to light up what's in the dark corners, the hidden areas of your own life, not everywhere else. Think about you. Think about you. You're going to find that the more you resist that, the more difficult it can be. You're looking for a way to learn, educate yourself about what it's shining light on. Okay, if you struggle with insecurity, it's probably going to light that one up. And it's going to give you life experiences that can test you on that. Okay, and it's going to see where you are with it. And you're going to go, wow, I thought I was okay with that. And obviously, I'm not, you know, that kind of thing. Take that as a, okay, that light just showed me an area I'm willing or not willing to work on. Where are you with that? You have to make a decision on that. Nothing's going to make you do anything. What I'm sharing is a way to move past it, to heal it. If you want to keep moving forward, you may choose to just stay in it, and you can choose that. It's not going to stop being there. It's going to keep coming up to give you an opportunity to heal it in a different way. It'll just, that's what it does. But, you know, for me, I went through that, you know, earlier in my life. And now I'm at, okay, let's just bring this. Let's just do this. Shine that light. Let's go. I'm very dive in the deep end in the ice cold water. I don't take it one step at a time anymore because it just took so long that way. I feel like my life just soars and I move into new areas so much easier, smoother, and quicker by doing it that way. So I'm sharing what has worked for me. You may not want to do it that way, but I'm sharing. All I can do is share what I know and have experienced. You may find that you want to change your supplements. You may want to change your food. You may want to change your exercise plan. You may want to change how hard you work. You may want to work more. Where is the balance? Are you giving more than you're receiving, or vice versa? And you have to look, what are you giving? And that balance is inside. What are you giving and receiving within yourself? Do you give yourself time to rest, relax, and balance? One of the best things to do with this type of energy is to allow yourself to do things that are fun and relaxing. You know, I bet for people that are the workaholics out there, it is so hard to sit and just be. You feel like you should always be doing something. That's an out of balance. If you cannot sit and rest, even though you're exhausted and you can't sleep because you're thinking about everything you got to do the next day, there's where some imbalance could use some work. And you may have to practice it, like, okay, I'm going to sit for 5 minutes and not do anything, and I'm going to do my best and get used to that. And that can be interesting at first, because if you just work, 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 you're going to feel like you're just running on a hamster wheel all the time, and you're going to wear yourself out. And then you're not enjoying life. You're not allowing the joy to flow through. Peacefulness and joy and happiness are a contentment that doesn't need to be pushed, driven, you know, jump through a hoop. You're content. You're content. And you look forward to, okay, I'm going to do a little bit of work here, and then I'm looking forward to a bike ride or something like that. I mean, this can be simple. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money, but it's allowing it in. Allowing joy and happiness and things you love to do into your life right now is one of the biggest things that can help you balance if you feel like you're not, if you're giving more than you're receiving. You have to be willing to give yourself some love, give yourself, cut yourself some slack. You know, there's areas of your life, I'm sure, that are going to be exposed with this light that you don't like. You don't want to go there. You're going to need to allow the light to show you what needs healing. Then learn, explore, read, ask questions, you know, listen to shows like this, or, you know, listen to what it's trying to tell you. And then listen to your own heart on what is it you really want to do with this? Do you want to just be right? Or do you want to heal? That's the biggest question I'm going to leave you with, because do you want to be right in a situation that's challenging? If it's challenging what you believed to know was right or wrong, there, that's the thing. The duality is getting a really weird phase, you know, foggy looking line. Like, where's the duality? There was always a right and there was a wrong. There was a yes, there was a no. That line is really faded right now, because duality is what causes a lot of conflict. We are in a duality world, but we are moving into a place where it's connected more, and it isn't a right or a wrong, so to speak. What you believed may be really throwing that apple cart up in the air and not working. What you felt was the right way for you, what you thought was the best job, what you thought you loved, is that feeling different now? Is that changing? Are you feeling like you can't focus on the things you used to focus on? Where is your focus if that's happening? Because you might want to pay attention to that a little bit. It might be a clue as to where you should be going, where you should be paying attention to, or it's a matter of you need a rest, you need a break, and you need to allow something in that you enjoy. What is really happening there? So with that, I'm going to leave you, because I left you with a lot of things to think about. So be sure to grab the download if you want to re-listen to some of this show, because I was talking about a lot of different things, and we're always here. I'm always here for you if you need me. You can find me over at jennroyster.com, JennRoyster.com. With much love and happiness, and I'm sending a lot of burst of love and light to you to help you with whatever you're healing. Let's detox our energy, and now we're detoxing the world, and we're making a better place. We'll see you next time on The Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.